We are on Daf Samech Aleph Amud Beis. We are three lines from the bottom. Omar Abaye, Shira Machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yosi, if we say Moches Inish Nafshi L'Sveike, we'll say a Loshen, she realizes that eventually it might be unclear to him what he had meant. He still says it, or he will only say something that the mashmois, that there's no sveikis on what he could have meant. A mayor holds moches inish nafshel sveike, and a yesi holds a moches inish nafshel sveike. So therefore, there's enough kamina, if a person was makadish, bitei agdoila, does he mean the oldest, which is shizichet agdoila, or if there were two kites, so all of the bonais fall into the category of Suffolk. Maybe she's a gdaila, because she's a gdaila lagabi, the second cut. Omar Abaye. So Abaye said, machloikis b'shtei kitei bonais. The whole machloikis that we're mistapik, that maybe the more than one bath falls into the category of Gdailah, because comparing with another one, she's considered a Gdailah. That is Davke Bishtei Kitei Bonais. Aval Bekat Achas, if you have one group of Bonais, let's say you have three daughters, so you have a Gdailah, a Naktana, and Emtsois, Tribi Hakel Gdailah Mamish, Ktana Mamish, Emtsois Bishmo Korilo. He will not call the Emtsois a Gdoila, since she's a Gdoila Lagabi Diktane. He will call her by her name. The only reason Rameir is Chilek in our Mishneh is because there are two Kitais of Bonais. So the first cat is a cat of Bonais Gdoilis, because Lagabi the second cat are the two different groups. So these are all, this is the cat of the Gedailis. So each one in this cat, one could be mistapik, maybe she's a Gedaila. But if you have one big cat, so then only the Gedaila Shebekat is called the Gedaila, the Ktana Shebekat is called the Ktana, and all those in between, if he wants to be mekadesh them, he'll mention them by name. What does he Rashi? Machloikes b'shtei kitei bonis. Hosam hu de'ikala meima, kol kat rishayna, the whole kat, ovid inish tekori gdoilo lekabe katnia. He has two groups of daughters. And this is the older group. V'chol katnia, ovid inish tekori ktano lekabe kat rishayna. Avol kat achas shenildu meisha achas. So then, emtsois bishmo korilo ploinis biti huayma vein korilo loy gedoilo veloy ktano. That was Abaye's chiddush. Omar le Rav Ade b'amasne l'Abaye. If that is true, hello ma'ato emtsois shebekat shniya tishtari. So then, if we have, let's say there were three in the kat shniya, so she should become muta. In the Mishnah it says that kulon asurais chutz min haktano shebektano. He says, the ketana of the second cat, she's muta, she's zichana called gedoila. But it would seem the emtsois is also, because emtsois is considered a gedoila lagabi the ketana. Now the emtsois of the second cat, that's, we're talking about in one cat. In one cat, Abaye said, we do not call an emtsoi a gedoila. Emtsoi shebakachniya tishteri. What does Rashi say? A reishekoi. The misafke lechol kachnia begedoila. The whole kachnia when misupik, maybe she's the gedoila. Emtsois l'gabi man kori lo gdoilo. Why does he call the emtsois of the kachni gdoilo? Eloi l'gabi ktana dehi kat. So akochoch, if the emtsois is also also, so we see that he calls the emtsois a gdoilo l'gabi ktana. Alma bekatachas pligi. So that was the kashe that Rabada Bamasna asked on Abaye. So the Gemara answers, Oche b'mayeskinen b'she'en shom elo g'doyla u'ktana. In the second cut, there's only two bonis, the g'doyla and the k'tana. And so therefore, it says that, so there's only two, so it says in the Mishnah, Chulon asuris chutz min haktana shebektanis, that means that we own the kulam only includes in the second cut the gedoyla of the second cut, and all the bonis of the first cut. But there are no other bonis in the second cut. But as Rashi say, b'she'ein shom bekat shniya shum emtsois. If the Mishnah is speaking about, there is no emtsois. Lahochi toni asureis kulam. So we have the kat rishon with all its members, and the gedoyla of the kachniya. And that's it. And then we have the ktan of the kachniya. Avol, einachinami, ihavi hosam emtsois. If there would have been an emtsois, so then it would have said something else in the Mishnah. Havetoni masnisen, chutz min haktanois shebektanois. Then it would have said in the Mishnah, that everyone is usher besides all the ktanois of the kat of the ktanis. Means the emtsois, besides the gdoila of the ktanois, the chutz min haktanis shebektanois are mutav lehavatoni chutz min haktane. The all the ktanois would be mutav. So Mamela, so Rabbi is making an akimta that is speaking about there are no emtsois. Now the Gemara says, Vachi nami mistav. From the Lashon and Mishneh, it also would seem that there are no emtsois in the second cut. Dim isa de ike, if you'll say that there's a emtsois also, and you'll tell me that the emtsois is also asa, because it says only ktana shebektanis and the emtsois is asa, lisnaya. So when he said Eini Yedeya, and he's enumerating all the Eini Yedeyas, so he should have enumerated the Emtsoi Shebektanis also. He enumerates if it's a Gdoila Shebekdoilis, Ktana Shebekdoilis, Gdoila Shebektanis, and go further. And maybe it's the Emtsoi Shebektanis. Why did, before it says the Halacha, it should say the Suffolk, what the Father had. Let's see what Rashi says. Vachinami mistavrit b'deleke emtsois askina. Speaking about this, no emtsois. Dim isa diik emtsois. And you're telling me v'kulu boi lashminin da asiron. All of them are also besides the ktanis shebektanis. Nisnayu gabiyena yedeya. So when before it says the halacha, the Mishnah tells us the predicament of the father. V'neim ahochi. Eina yedeya, im deila shebekdeilois, im deila shebektanois, oyem tsoi shebektanois. That's what he doesn't know. Kula nasuri. Elo mida loitanya, lashminim bo isure. Since it doesn't say such a case, and then it would come to tell us that's also wasa. Shma minos virulai, the loyasire. That eina yedeya, that's no suffix whatsoever. The emtsois is no suffix whatsoever. Shmaminas vil the loyasir bechitoni kula nasureis bedaleke emtsois. So the Gemara brought a raya, if we will say the emtsois is also, because that's the biggest chiddush that the Mishnah should have mentioned. We say kula nasureis, so let's say that this also falls into the suffix, the emtsois shebektanis. And since the Mishnah doesn't mention this, Savai Stoi, that will never be us. Or else, listen ayo. V'letaymeich. So the Gemara says, I hear what you're saying, that since he doesn't mention the emtsois in the Eini Yedeya, so it seems we're not speaking about Emtzois. And if there would be Emtzois, it would be Mutter. So let me ask you, why doesn't it mention the Emtzois Shebekapri Shoine? That means, by the Kapri Shoine, that a Zichet Emtzois is also Osa, because the whole Kapri Shoine are considered Gedoilois Lagabi the Kachnia. That's your whole Shtek Torah. By two Kitois, even the Ktane Shebekdoilois is also considered a Gedoilo Lagabi the Kat of the Ktanois. So Memele, so why didn't the Mishnah mention this Chiddush, that Eina Yedeya, if it's the Emetzoi Shebe Gedoilos, which the Din is Zicha, that she's also us, and the Mishnah didn't mention it. So that will it Amech Emetzoi Shebe Katri Shoine Devadai Sveike Vaasirelei Miktonilo. So the Gemara says, Ochi Hashte, there is no need to tell me that the Emtzois Shebegdoilois is Osa. Hosam Tonek Tanadi Deli Isura. There it says in the Lagabi the Kat of the Gdoilis. It says even the Ktano Shebegdoilis is Osa because she's older than the Gdoilis Shebegtanis. Is Abad Givis, Vahuadin Lahach the Kshishamina. So that means that I can figure out by myself. It doesn't have to say the Emtzois Shebegdoilois is also. If the Ktana Shebegdoilois is also, so the one that's older, it could be considered a Gdoilo, Lagabi the second cat, the Vadigavis Emtzois Shebegdoilois. Hoche, but over here, Imisa, if you'll tell me that the Emtzois Shebegtanois is also, Imisa de Ike, and there is a Emtzois, and only the Ktana Shebegtanois is also, here in this Nayu, here the Mishnah should have mentioned this Chiddush. Let us see Rashi. The Taimech Damrat Yisvilei Dasuris Emtzois Namikoi Ava Meforish Lom Emtzois Shebekat Rishayin Devade Yasirem Im Yeshno Shom Vamoidim Dachol Kat Rishayinu Legabi Kachniya Gdoila Korila Basure is Nisnaya Bereisha. So why doesn't the Reisha bring down any idea? Kiecha the Nishmim no Dasure is Alokoi. The Leitesa Kadaik la Mishra Lemon Chitani Pulansur Shain Shom Emtzois. I should have mentioned this. Hochi Hashta Bila Itzach Leila Fush. The Af Al Gab the Masnisan Kula Bishain Shom Elashtayim Bechol Kat. I feel that the Mishra is only speaking about two. Loitesik adaitin, I would never come to think the habe shom emtsois. If there is a metsois, labitoni kula nasuris. I wouldn't say kula nasuris. Like even the tonne ktana di daily suris. Vashminen the korilo gedoilo, that the ktana is called the gedoilo. Legabi the kachnia, koshkein emtsois, the kshishamino, the middle one that's older than the ktana, zicha called the gedoilo. Ella, so memele, so there was no need to speak out in the Mishnah Yedeya if it's the Emtzois Shebegdoilos. I could figure it out if the Ktana Shebegdoilos is also about the Gevis, the Emtzois Shebegdoilos is also. Ella Kachnia, but the Kachnia, the Chiloi Tonelof, it doesn't say Yedeya Emtzois Shebegdoilos. Ikalameimer, there we could say the Masnism Shain Shamela Gdoila Ktana. Avalam Tsois Labikoila Gdoila. There is a spara to say that in the same cat he doesn't call them Tsois Agdoila. Misa Dikem Tsois. Bakulikoi Asuris. If it is what you want to say, that there is an Tsois, and the Tsois becomes Nessa, so the Mishnah should have mentioned this Lisnai Behedya. Vinishma dafi asura de lainita, we should not make a mistake, look me. Vishain shom emtsois. So memele, so that's Abaye's mahalach, that the Mishnah is speaking about. There's no emtsois by the kat of ktanois, and therefore it says kulon asurais, which only means the gdoila shebektanis. That's the Gemara Vaita. Omalei Rafune Bereid Ravishu Lerove. Ha Pesach Tzabai Yisera Yisod. that by kat achas, you will only the two extremes have shemus of gedoyla and ketana, but the middle ones are not called gedoyla and not called ketana. So yes, Pesach tachi kat achas dovi. We had before a machloikis that we said at pnei ha-Pesach. So we had a machloikis. Rameyu said at sheyeitze. That was the maskana of the Gemara. We made a guise in the Mishnah, and we found the Barais like the Rameyu roima at sheyeitze, because Rameyu holds the pnei ha-Pesach means that is which is lifnei ha-Pesach. That could be Erev Pesach, the first day Pesach, the second day Pesach, the eighth day Pesach, is everything Lifnei HaPesach. So Lifnei HaPesach can have many translations, and it's called Lifnei Lagabi the next day. Even Lagabi the previous day, it's not Lifnei, but Lagabi the next day, it's called Lifnei. So Memele, so the most Akasha, Pesach Dechi Katachas Domi, Upligi, and Rameya says, Atche Yetze HaPesach. So you say then, we see from this, even the emtsois also get a shame lifnei, even though it's only legabi, the one that's after it. The day that's after it, it's called lifnei. So memele, so that's not like Abaye. Omale, so Abaye answered, osem belishne ba'alma kamifligi. There the machloikis, if it's atche yetze apesach, or Achiyagiya Pesach, the Shaila is, what is the type of Pnei? Ma'asova at Pnei Pesach, at Kame Pesach, till before Pesach, till Lifnei Pesach. And if it's Lifnei Pesach, it's Achiyagiya Pesach, that's till the Lifnei Pesach ends as soon as it becomes Pesach, and that's the Lifnei Pesach, and they don't make each day Bazunda. Umar Sova, that Pnei means not Lifnei, it means the Mifni Pisra, that the Pesach is Mufta, the whole Pesach passed away already, passed by. So there the Machloikis is not, if we say Mochis Inish Navshilis Fake, the Shaila is, how do we translate the word Pnei? Is the Sheirish of Pnei Lifnei or Mufne? That's the Shaila. Let us see what Rashi says, V'rei Pesach Upligi. Ika laman diyoma, liyomim emtsaayim, nami kori pnei, hoyu viyesh ma'ucha mimenu. That means in the same days, this is called a pnei, lagabi the next day. So that's not like a bai that says, bekatachas, I don't call them tsoyis agdoilu, lagabi the next one. So the Gmoran says, osam belishne da'alma pligi, the man da osam, Lav mishum de svirle de chol shiesh ma'ucha memeni kori pnei, al mishum de mashmalei beloshim b'nei odom, mifni pischa koma, she pesach ponui, poine voiver, that the pesach passed by already. So memela, that's why he says, at she yetze ya pesach. So according to Abaye, we have now a new machloikes between a new machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rameya, which is no shaychus at all with our Mishnah. Here there's a machlokes, what is pshat, and how do I translate pnei? Is it a loshen of lifnei, a loshen of nifnei? So the Rishonim say, before we hear the Gemara and Daf Samach Dalad on the Beit, Gemara asked Akashe ba'ifcha shaminu lehu. The Gemara asked, we have a stira between Rameya in the Dorim and Rameya in our Mishnah, a stira in Rabbi Yosi. We learned this nan, hanoidara da Pesach, osar atche yegiya, atche Pesach, osar atche yeite, at pnei Pesach, Rameya oima osar atche yegiya, Rabbi Yosi oima atche yeite. So the Gemara understood then, the Gemara understood then that the Machlokes Rameyer is Lemoches Inish Nafshe Lesveike, so therefore Atche Yegiya, that's the most Zichere Pshat in Pnei. Rabbi Yosi Eimer Atche Yeitzi Moches Inish Nafshe Lesveike, so each day can also have a shame Pnei. So it's a stira Rameyer Rabbi Yosi there from Rameyer Rabbi Yosi here. Omar Rab Chanina Bar Avdimi, Omar Rab Mochlefes Hashita. We have to make a grace. der Rameya holds at Sheyetzin, Rabbi Yossi holds at Sheyegia. But that is if we learn that the Machlokes is, if we're Chayish, that each day is called Pinei Legabi the next day, so then we have to be Machlif Vishite. But now the Gemara says, that it's not a count. Bekat achas, everyone holds that the mtsois would not be called penei. So akochoch the machloikis here is a machloikis. It's a part of a machloikis. Does penei mean lifne? Does penei mean aloshen nifne? So memele, so lecher for yemes, we don't have the same machlefes hashita. We don't have to make a grais in the Mishneh. And the Gemara brought a raya vasanya benichuse that in the brais it says vakel. So now we'll say punfakel, that the price is vergreist. And we'll say mistame, the girse is like the Mishneh, and has nothing at all to do with our Mishneh. Zog the Mishneh weiter. Ha'oima le'isha, ki da'ashticha. Person comes to Nisha and says, I married you. Ve'hi aimeres lo'ki da'ashtoni. She's makrish. You never married me. Is hu osa v'kroi v'iseho. So he is also with her relatives, because by him there's a din of Shavya Navshech Tichadisuvi. He said that you're my wife, and Lefi Dvorov, so her Krovis are also to him, because she's his wife, so Achaisa will be also, him will be also. By him there's an hug of Shavya Navshech, Vihi Muteres Bikrovov. And she will be Mutter Bikroivov, because she, the Shavya Navshi is only an Amonis Legabi, his private Isurim. Zeus wants to say that Shavya Navshi is similar to Idos Baldin. Just like Baldova is Nemon to say, to be Mevara his Chiyuvim, so he's also Nemon to be Mevara his Isurim. I'm saying that the sisters and the mother of this Isha are also to me. That's what I'm saying. Kiddash Ticha. So he is an Amonis Lagabi himself. Lagabi, the Isha, who's Makrishim. He has no Amonis whatsoever. So therefore, Vihi Muteres Bekrevav. What does Rashi say? Who also Bekreva said, the Shavinu Alecha Tichad Yisure Bohidosa. He says, his Aido, he made them a Chatichad Yisure. Case number two. The other way around. I Aimeres Kidashtani. She said, you married me. For who Aimer, like Kidashtich, I never married you. Is who Mutter Bekreva said, he can marry her sister. Because he's Makrisha, he never married her. So therefore, her sister's mutter to him. V'yasure b'krevav. And she's also b'krevav al Shavya Navshi. Is Kan Shayla Ben, they bring down this Kasha, Alecha Mishnah Sharam Elech. She's not only also b'krevav, she's also b'chal Eilam Kulay. She says, Kidashtani, you married me, so I'm an Eishas Ish. So what does it say? V'hi asura b'kroivav. She's also to the whole world. So I think the Shah Melech wants to say that he's speaking about that he died. After all, when he died, so Mamela, but she'll be also b'kroivav. She'll be also b'kroivav. Case number three. Ki dashticha. He says that I was mekadesh you. V'hi aimeres, and she says, Laiki dashta elabiti. You were Mekadish, my daughter. Not me. I wasn't on the market. I wasn't interested in marrying you. Elabiti. And let us say, to make things easier, that we're speaking about a Yisayma, that a mother could be Mekadish, the daughter. So now we're speaking about there was a Maisa Kedushin, that he gave to the mother money, and now there are chiluki deis. Zichi gave me money. Shailas for who? So he says, well, I said I'm being mekadesh you. I said, harei at mekadeshesli. That's what I said. And she says, I'm shuldig. You said, harei bitcha mekadeshesli. That was the meduba. So memela, who also bekreiva is gedoyla? He's also in the kreiva of the aim, because he said he married her. Ugdayla mutaras bekraiva, because she said, I never got married to you. Hu mutar bekraivis ktana, because he said, I never married the ktana, I married you. Ktana mutaras bekraiva. The ktana is mutar bekraiva, because, so here it's saying a chiddush, that the mother does not have nemonis legabi the bas. We'll see what the chiddush is in the Gemara. So that's the chiddush of this bavel. Kidashti es bitcha. What is if he said kidashti es bitcha? Vihi oimeres loy kidashta ela oisi. The other way around. Tisu also bekreva is ktana. Ktana muteres bekreva. Umutza bekreva is gdeila, gdeila asura bekreva. Because she said loy kidashta ela oisi. Zot Rashi. Umutter bekreiva is ktana, the previous case. Shein imo nemenes oleho. The aim is not nemon oleho. So memele, so even though the aim said that you are mekadish biti, she is not nemon. And then Rashi says, va'af hi eino tzricha get. Not only is the aim not nemon, legabi, the husband, ta'asa the kreivis, no, she's not nemon, legabi the daughter to make her negunet. But he ain't not tzricha get, the boy get, if the daughter would need a get, have a logger shosai, the reshash is goyres, v'nesra b'kreivov. That means if the daughter would need a get, out al kaponim, out the hagoda of the mother, so then the daughter would be also bekreiva, if she needs a get. So we are chayish that there was issue, so then she's grushes, so then she'd be also bekreiva. Ketana habas g'day lohayim. Zok the Gemara. Ha'ayim le'isha kidashticha. So we have here a multitude of cases, four cases. The first case was, that he said that he was Mekadishah, and she says you weren't Mekadishmi. The second case is the other way around. She said Kidashtani, and he says I wasn't Mekadish. So why do you need Cheret Repetitious? Whoever says that they were Mekadish is a Din of Shavya Nafshe. The one who is Makrish said there's no Din of Shavya Nafshe. So why do we have to repeat the case? By him was Shavya Nafshe, by her was Shavya Nafshe. I mean, it's the same thing. I can figure out the second case from the first case. Zok to Gemara, di ashminin gabe didei. If it only say the first case, I would say that his haggadah does not affect her whatsoever. Mishum de gavre loy ichpis lei. It doesn't bother him too much to say a lie. Umikriyama, if he said I was mekadish you, so memele, so he's not endangering himself in any way. He says, saying this, I'll be also not krivis. But there are many, many other women on the market, so by him saying a lie, it could be very easily said without being chayish of the nemonis of this lie. Or mikriyoma. But the seifa avul ihi, now the seifa is a very interesting maisa. The seifa, she said, kidashtani. Now, by opening up her mouth and saying Kidashtani, she's an agunah, she's finished. She's finished. Avalihi Amy lav the kimla bedibure lehabis omra. She zicha wouldn't have said it. I mean, these are words one is extremely careful not to say, unless it's taken true. So I would think that since by saying this, she's putting herself in a matzav of becoming an aguna lo'il me'ad, so if it would be a lie, she never would have said it. So it should be ki'ilu it's a non-sadi that she's telling the truth. So if it's a non-sadi, she's telling the truth, I would say he's also b'kroi v'yisel. So you have a non-sadi. But let's say ihu b'kroi v'yisel. So I would think he'd also be b'kroi v'yisel. Kamash melo. Zot Rashi. Otzricha lashminu b'kulu. The mi sha'osar atzmoi b'diburei nesa. ומי שלא יוסר עצמי אין אינס. נפור אולי סי זה ראש, I would think אבי דידי כמה קידשתי חלוי מצרי עיר, אי בקריבו, משום דעי ושקורי משק. כוס קוד בי, I'm חושת him, that he's saying a lot. וגברו ואיך פסלי, מויסר עצמי בקריבי סי החינם. Doesn't bother him if by saying such a statement he'll have to hakrivas on him. Mikrivom akivashti vavagam leikich. These are easy words to utter. He's not going to suffer too much from these words, and the mele he'll say them without thinking twice. Avol ihi ki amra akivashtani da osra navshe akulei alme acheiten leget. That means she, by opening up her mouth, she put her foot in her mouth already. Now she's finished. Is he lav de kimlo de kodesh lehava omro? She never would have said it. So I would think v'nitzar ihu al piho v'kroi v'yseo. So I would think that here Tanan Tadi, she's saying the truth. So therefore he should be also v'kroi v'yseo. V'afilu loy nosan lo get, because here Tanan Tadi, she's saying the truth. Kamash Malon, that this svara is not strong enough to answer him in her kreidus. Kidash Ticha. Now, what's case number three? It's also we're repeating what we had till now. That he said I was Makadish you, and she said you're Makadish the daughter, and again, the din of Shavi Nafshu is only Lagabi, the one who said the Issa. Like the Gemara Hasu Lomali. So why didn't you another case of it? Gemara says Itzrach. Zalke Daita Chamine Midereise Hemne Rachmona Lov. The Torah gave an emonis to the Ov. The Ov can be Mekadish the daughter. The Torah gave him an emonis on Kedush. Midarabonon Baye Yisayme, the mother can be Mekadish the daughter. So I would think that they duplicated the Rabbonon, the Anhoge de Reise. And just like they gave her a Koyach le Kaddish, they also gave her a Dinamonis. Vetitzo brato bidiburo. So I would think the daughter would become also bidiburo. Kamash melon, that the daughter doesn't become also. What does Rashi say? Mit Rabbonu im Nua Rabbonu im Alabas they tzrich a get and she should get for Tei Oser and she should be Oser B'Kroi Vov. That's the Shash's Gilsa. Look to Gemara weiter. Kidashti es Bitcho. Now what is the Chiddush over here? Kidashti es bitcha, so he said he was Makadish the daughter, she's also the Kaidis of the daughter, she says you Makadish me, so she's also the Kaibo, but there's no Chidushim of him. Hosulomali, I did it on the ho, tona namiho. We have, the Mishnah wants to say all possible cases, but there's no Chidush over him. Itma, a new sugya. Rav Omar Kaifin. Rav says, we force him. The Gemara understood Kaifa means we force him to give a get. We Shmuel Omar Mevaksh. And Shmuel says, we don't force him, but we request from him to give a get. So the mother says, ahai, which case are we speaking about? Ilayma Areishim. If we're speaking about the Reish is speaking about that he said Kidashticha, and she said Loi Kidashtani. So she's mutter to get married. Is lav koifen ike, v'loi mevakshen ike. There's no koifen, there's no mevakshen. She's mutter to get married, there's no need at all for a get. Ela ha-sefer. So Kochach is speaking about the sefer. So the Gemara said, what's the sefer? She said, kidashtani. And he said, loi kidashticha. Fine. Is bishloi mevakshen l'chay. That's good, I can understand. She opened up her mouth, she put her foot in her mouth, now she's an aguna. So we ask him, listen, Mavakshin, I can understand. Ella Kaifin, what right do we have to force him to give her a gift? אלוקוי פנמי, אומר, היא קנטיין אלוי ניחלי דיסר בקריבו, היא קנטיין פקט, I should get enough, she opened up her mouth. She said, I married her. I had no intent to marry her. I have an intent to marry a sister, maybe, not her. Now, she said, I married her, so you're telling me I should give her a get, and therefore I'll be also a sister, please. What right do you have to force me? What does Rashi say? Let's see Rashi so far. Koifen litain lo get. That's what Rav says. Shmuel said, yeah. So the Gemara says, loy koifen ike, in the reisha, dein tzrichim enu get. She doesn't need a get. The haktoni muteres bekroivot, she's muter bekroivot. The boy get, have a mitzre ba'ochiv, have a lagrusha sochiv, so she doesn't need a get, she doesn't need anything. Vela ha-seife, the omra kidash toni, the boy get, and she needs a get. Bishloim ha-mevakshim en elit en get l'chai. She tzorich ba'koshe leser atzmai bekroivot yisrael. That means this is Taka, you have to ask him Taka, you're putting him... you're telling him, do chesed, I mean, chayecha koidman, I want to marry the sister, so, because she opened up her mouth and said a lie, I should become now also the sister to be matah. The boy get, have a mitzre, lechaish tzach bakosha lesser atzmoy, you need a bakosha, lesser atzmi b'kreivei seh, because of this chesed he's doing with her, he's in kamasa and her kreivei. Kidei la'tira l'nosei, oyu vein chovitz boi, doesn't want her. So mevakshin has a pshat, he can try, he can be mishtatel. But koifen, what right do you have to be koifen? And you'll force him to become us and her sister because she opened up her mouth and she said kidashtan. So the Gemara says, Elo shmaitza adodi yitma. No. Number one, there's no machlokes, Rav Shmuel, and one is being moisit on what the other said. Now, Narima is going to explain. Amo Shmuel, mevakshim imenu li tinget. Shmuel said, in the case of the Sefer, she said kidashtani. So we request from him that he should give her a get. Omar Rav, im nosan get me'atzmoy, but what is if he gave a get me'atzmoy? We didn't request from him. He could, she said kidashtani, and then he says, no, like kidashtifo. That was Sunday. Monday he comes over and he gives her a get. That's a little mabne. Why is he giving, he never married her, why are you giving her a get? Is koifen oisai li tengsube. So there already we see you have a guilt feeling. That means, why did you give her a get? You just said yesterday, Sunday, I never married her. She's a liar. On Monday you go and give her a get. So memela, so that seems that you have a guilt feeling, and because she's taka right, she taka married her. So we force him, the samir de kesvore, it's enough to be mighty mammon from him. If he does on his own accord, without being requested, we can assume from this that she's right and he's wrong. So there's a Mirdike Rashba, so the Rashba says, but what if he's a Talmud Chochem? And before he gives the get, you don't have to ask him. He's a Talmud Chochem, a Chofetz Chaim. He comes over and he says as follows. He says, Zebachar Achmonis, this woman, she opened up her mouth, she became an Aguna. I'm giving her a get, on my own accord. Yeah, you know why I'm giving her? Never, she shouldn't, she'll be an aguna. I'm doing it l'shem chesed. So if he says such a pisgum, so then the din is that, you can't father aksuba for me, but he has to say the whole pisgum before he gives the get, if he wants to save himself money. Even if he's a Talmud Chacham and he doesn't open up his mouth, he has to pay aksuba also. Let's see what Rashi says. Shmaitze darav shmul adodi itma. Loi lach legzu al zubo. Alo hoisif ha'achrein mashaloi pirish harishin. One is being moise, but the second one didn't mention. Vim nosan mei atme beloi bakoshe, koifen oisai li tenksubim. The goli daita the kitcha. This is already, this action speak louder than words. And by giving her a get without any request, so that shows you have a guilt feeling. You attack on Makadisha. And if you are Makadisha, you have to give her aksuba. Va'arusa yesh la aksuba, na'arusa has aksuba. Let us see Taisvitz. Im nosam get me atzmai, kaifen oisai li teng suba. Mikan yesh la echiach. Almone min eiris en yesh la ksuba. Vafilu loy kosa, to mistoma hochi maire loy kosa blo, di kosa blo im kain, mai me bakshin shayich le mei me hochi. So the Taisa Rosh says, and let's try to learn Taisa's like the Taisa Rosh, we won't get into too much of a blotter. Taisa Rosh says like this, that if you'll say that an arusa doesn't have a ksuba, so what's a kaifen oisai li teng suba? So not talking about that she's coming with a ksuba. She's coming, that means if an arusa doesn't have a ksuba, als maise besen, only if he's mechayiv himself a ksuba, so she's coming with a ksuba. So this is a very modern maise. She's coming with a ksuba, and now he says, I never married you, so what's pshat in this ksuba? You have a ksuba over here in her possession. So the whole thing is a mime of action. So the whole thing is very schwer. So a mime of action, and why is he mutter bekreveisel? If she has a ksuba, so this is spelled out black and white that he married her. So there's nothing what to talk about. Elo shma mino de mayre ochet lo ikosim lo ksuba. So he zichi, she's not coming with a ksuba. Vilo hochi kom a kaif an oise liting ksuba. What kind of ksuba is there? Is ois kishpalt at an arus is chayv a ksuba. You don't have to write it. צחיר בסן, אם מחויב, אין הרוס אם מחויב תגיב הקסוב. ובפרק הקויסב, דבוי אלמונה מן הערסן, יש לו קסוב. Yeah. So, but that's what the Taisa Rosh, it says, it's a beautiful horror. So, maybe it's speaking about as follows. Maybe it's speaking about, not she has a ksuba. Yeah, she has a ksuba, that's bitter. But could be in Arusa also, Arusa also doesn't get a ksuba. So what are we talking about? It's speaking about, she says that it's after Nisuin already. She's tithing, it's after Nisuin. And he's going and giving her a get. Oh! So if he's giving her a get, we see he has a guilt feeling. And she says it was Nisuin already. So it could be the chi of ksuba is taisvis. Is proving from our sugya and Arusa has a ksuba. Or else, it's not speaking about that she's holding a ksuba, because then there's nothing what to talk about. So it's talking about that she's not holding anything. And so why are you kaifen him? So you're kaifen al kochoch. As the vice is Arusa, this is a chiyam ksuba, we'll see this is a shayla, the gemorin ksuba, why the gemorin gerai from over here, again, it's a maize. So the Taisa Rosh says, I'll tell you what it's talking about over here. She's saying, well, you can't prove anything. She's saying that what? That she was an Asua. He said, I never married you. And then he goes and gives a get. So by giving a get, we see his guilt feeling. And Memele, so if he's guilty, so there was an Asua, and so he also a Ksuba. That's why you have to give a Ksuba. So what's the proof over here? So the Taisa Sarosh, a beautiful husband. Where do you see, he's not guilty, he's a liar. But could be he only made Harrison. That's what he's giving her the get. If you'll say, she said, I'm a Nisua. And that what she says, he said, I never married you. And then he goes and gives her a get. So something is fishy over here. Why is he giving her a get? So Al-Kochach, there's some truth to what she's saying. But where do you see that the truth is that whatever she's saying is true? Could be that what she said, that you made Nisua with me, is like not true. Could be, that what he gave a get means he made Erison with her. So why do you seem to give a ksuba? It's ois kishpat that an arusa is chayv b'ksuba. That's Taisus, the peirik ha-koisiv. So now Taisus says, so from our gemara is ois kishpat that an arusa gets a ksuba. The peirik ha-koisiv, the boy ha-monim in Erison, yesh lo ksuba, yein lo ksuba. Here it's mukha that the Rusa has a ksuba. אבל לא ירוצה, שלא ירוצה הכריח מהמרואים כי אם מן המשנה, זה שאלה בו, זה גוד דיס המרואים הורדס, 100% רב הורדס כלו, ואתה זכי יפסו בימיין הרוסה, אבל that's not it's not much from a mission, that's why the gemara there that clear the shaila did not bring down this member of rav. Zogt the gemara weiter it manami that that's a kibshat rav omar rav ach barad omar rav ba omri lo omar rav ach barad omar rav nun omar rav kaifen u mevakshen kaifen u mevakshen. Like the Gemara, that sounds like double talk. Party? Hachi kama. Mevakshim eno liten get. Vim nosen mei atzmai. Kaifen oisei liten ksube. So that's pshat in Rav. Fine. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Yehuda. Hamekadish be'edechot. Ein choshishin l'kedusha. That means there's an eidechod that's being meyed, that they got married. He's the only witness that there was marriage between these two. Ein choshishin l'kedusha, but not chayish for l'kedusha. Meidechod doesn't have any namonis. If it seems the moment they're makrishin, so mamele, he says it's gone. Boy, this is Rabbi Yehuda's amemre. Boy me name Rabbi Yehuda, Shneihem Moidim Mai. What will be the din? He just said in Chayshim with Dushup, what if they agree with him? They say 100% right. He was the only one, he was they got married in the Chveis in Hotzenklot, that there was no Frum Eid, there was one Frum Eid there, he was the Eid of the Kedushin, everyone else was postulated. And he was there, he was the Masadik Dushan and the Yaid, and there might be, yes, he was the one else, but he was there. Shnei Moidim Mai, are they married or are they not married, halachically? So, Rabbi Yehuda was not too clear about this. Ain, sometimes said, yeah, it could be they're married, if they're not makrishim. Then he said, Voloi, maybe they're not married. He was unclear. He did not know exactly how to be poishet the shayla. Itma omar Rav Nachman omar Shmuel, amekadosh beidechot, ein choshishin likedushov. Shmuel had a claw kite, it's nothing. Vafilu shneyem moidem, ledivrei ha'ei, mal, hodes anya ein choshishin, mishum, the light mehem, that you have Yehuda said in Choshish. So what is Pshat? Chodetanya Choshishim, Mishum the light mehem. Because you don't trust him. Vaho hem luha. Here they trust. Vedume Mishum the in Kedushin cholen belayet. Kedushin are not how without aid. The Yalef Dova Dova Mimo. We learn how Dova Dova Mimo. Ksiva Rayis Elvas Dova. The Moming Ksiva Pishnei Eidim Yokum Dova. So the Mele calls now there's no to Eidim. Nothing. Ein Velot. Lay Hoya Masik Vigma. He never said something definite. Lele said Lele Hetta. Pamim Shama Ein. Yes, there is marriage. Come from a man, but after the other, they heard some of the seconds they rose to the other. They didn't have a cloak in this class. It's not nami. We don't see the nami. So, that's it. I'm a ramach. Right. Just the Gemara. Eisei Rabbal Ramach. What shall the Mishnah? Oh, I'm a leisha kiddash tikkur. The he a meres like kiddash. It's who also the Kaiva is there. That's the first part of the mission. He must have the Kaiva. So, but as a thing, he became Aiden, my must have the Kaiva. Aiden say that she got married. He the like Aiden, my also the Kaiva is there. Hello, love, the Aidecho. Speaking about an Aidecho.
and he's moide to Teidecha, and she is makrish Teidecha. And that's how it works. So we seek love, not like commandment. And if you're moide, you're not makrish Teidecha, on a moment. Mother says, Hochmai is kinem, to go into Omalo, ki dashtichem ne pleini, u pleini, ba'okulam, ba'udinus. The Mishnah is not speaking about Yevan Aitecho. The Mishnah is speaking about that we don't have anybody. And he says there were two Edom, he mentions the names, and they went to Medina Sayyam. So he had no way to be Mevara Ishimayr, is she not married? So then we have a Shav Yonash, and it's a Shav Yonash, but it's not a Shav Yonash. Look, Rashi. We like Edom, Apollo Moedem, Ayot, because they sell the Yatmoy. If there's no Edom whatsoever, so now Rashi is saying that the Gemara assumed for a double portion that if there's no Edom whatsoever, that everyone is Moide, that is Zichanada Kedushin. Nami Oma Beidechot Havi Kedushin, Afilu Rav Yehuda Rahava Mina, that Beidechot is a Kedushin. That's what the Gemara says to the Mishnah, Vishne Shneyem Moedim, Heichet the Ein Eidechot Le Omro, Le Amre, Beidechot Choshev Lechayiv Shure Bedinei Momenes, Ilkaf Be'elben Ami Choshev Leiskayim Kedushin Bechomer, Bovad Shneyem Moedim. So Bechayre, Sayaki bin Zan from Bad Neim Lezer, is a Chakire in Hilchish Shavuos, how we understand that Neidechot is Mechayev Ashur. Others hold that a Neidechot is Mechayev Ashur, the Edis of Neidechot creates Seikis by us. That means Besdin starts thinking that Taveya has a practical finance. Like say, I'm either bemixes. The Taveya says, you owe me $100. And he said, well, you're right, I owe you, but not exactly the way you said. So we see already from the scenario that's coming in front of us that the Nitva is also Moide, that a Kefahak or something else. If you're a liar, never borrowed anything, then it's not here, sure. But if he's made it, then in the nitty gritty, they're disagreeing, not so much. No, so we see already that the Taiveya, there's something to his tvia, and we say, to the nitva be mabara with a shvu. So it could be that that is pshat neidechot also. I mean, the Taiveya says, I like Jetala. Neidechot says also, I was there, left on Jetala. Good, and neidechot is not neidim, but we see already it's something to think about. The Father is a Mordek Rashi and Chumash Rashi all over. The Rashi says that a Shavuos Heidechot is only with a Tviya of the Taveya. You need two things. He's Taveya, Neidechot also says. That means, if let's say Neidechot will come to Bezel and he says, I saw last night Bezel went broke into Yanko's house and stole something. So according to Rashi and Chumash, it is not Chiyav Shavuos and Bezel. What does the Taveya say? The Yanko doesn't say anything. The male does not be sure. Rashi learns you need a tviya of the Taveya and also you need an edus. And together it creates seikis, it creates a drosha by Bezen, and Bezen enough for Bezen to demand the nitva to be mevara with Hashem. That's one way you can learn pshat. There's another way you can learn pshat, that be'emes and neidechot, cold man you're not matrish and neidechot with Hashem. He has an nemonis of shnai. And Eidechot has an nemonis of shnai. But the Torah says, but you have an opportunity to be makrishim. But if you're not makrishim, some available this taki has an nemonis of shnai. So this could be pshat in our Rashi. That means the Gemara zichen nu. The Gemara zichen nu that we have here. A exeder shove double mimon. It's just like there you need two aidim. So here also you need two aidim Yumei Dovo, Rashi says. Vilumishim Den Gvishichom Boloi Eidem. Gvishnes Machal Bismo Eidem that are there. So it could be, if they are masking them, there's no Akosha, so it could be one aid without Akosha has a din of two aidim. That means that the kula of Shuizi could be makrishen. But one aid could be this din of Dovo Mimonin. You don't need the toil to aid him. One aid that they made it to him is a din of two aid him, a gabi aid him, the kiyum. Yeah. Okay. Babanami choshim liskayim, ebe kedushin befona, vuvachi shneim aid him. So the mother says, no, it is speaking about that, no, it could be an aidechot is no nemonis whatsoever. An aidechot is not sufficient to create a maisa kedushin. No, that what the Mishnah says, that he says, Kitashticha, speaking about that, he said there were two aidim then, and Ochum Din Nisayom, so he had no way to ask these aidim if they witnessed his kedushin or not.